Okay. This is Jamari Kimball.
Megan Ross.
And we're here to have a discussion and an open debate, about
2001, A Space Odyssey.
Okay, number one, I think most likely the alien will advance like us. Like, they'll like look at us because it's like a foreign place, and they'll look at us or like look at like a...
They'll look at us and like take our body forms and stuff
like
that.
Like a photogenic, like copy paste thing. Like, they'll like copy us and then paste it on herself.
The next logical step in evolution, I feel like that we should, well, they'll just wipe us from the earth.
Why would you think that?
Because we're killing the earth and they see that. So they'd be like, you know, you're destroying yourselves.
That's actually a smart answer, girl. That's actually smart. But I think the next, like, creatures we will encounter would be, like, either life form or beings of pure energy. Like, beings of pure energy, because, like, they won't be, like, another us. And, like, a different type of form of people. What would you think?
I think pure energy.
Pure energy? Okay. Should we adopt?
I don't think we should pursue these, other life forms, nor be isolated from them.
I think we should leave them alone.
If we leave them alone, then
they have
the opportunity, because we're not gonna fight back. They have the opportunity to take over the world.
Mind you, we have military and stuff. They gonna fight back.
Okay, but who knows what their technology is?
Who knows? But mind you, if we go messing with something, that's like going messing with a beehive. Going to poke at a beehive and not expecting to get attacked.
No, but we already know how a beehive is. They're going to sting us, but we don't know how these people is, or these things are. We don't know how they're going to react.
Okay, that's a good reason. I give you that. Okay. We shouldn't encounter them. We just leave them alone. Either they're in space or here on Earth. We just live on a daily basis.
Then, if we got contacted by these
others. Species.
I feel like that we all would be afraid, but I'm sure we all know that we're not alone in the universe. There's no way.
And I'm sure we shocked. Like, I also always thought like it always was another life on Earth, Mars, somewhere, because it's like water on Mars. They said that you could have lived there at a point in time. So
yeah,
hey, why not?
I feel like that
Mercury, Saturn.
If we got attacked by like foreign invaders, then I feel like that actually will bring us closer together as a species, so like we can fight back.
Mind you, and I also think like what my mindset also thinks is that like the government got us in this like big bubble. Like this big bubble, they know that it's other species. They know stuff, but
yeah,
we just don't.
Very controlling.
Like we don't know nothing, so we live in this life thinking, oh, this is how life is supposed to be. But we could be living in, what's the movie we were just watching? The Truman Show? We could be living in something like that. No, seriously, because the government got us living by certain rules, certain ways of living, paying with certain things.
Ain't no telling they actually watching us. They could watch us in our phone cameras, our TVs, our DVRs, freaking radios.
Everything with a form of anything. They could be watching us with anything.
Yeah, so.
And I think it would change the way we view ourselves in the universe, because if you're like, we're just in a bubble and the government is really like tricking our mindsets.
I feel like it would change our mindsets by us from going to thinking we're probably not alone to actually knowing we're probably not alone, that we really aren't alone, is like scary.
Yeah, and then it's like, why did the government lie to us? Did they know? Did we like?
Well, I don't think they lied. I just think we haven't advanced enough technology yet to actually know who's out there, or what's out there.
How do you know that when they don't have that? We're not government.
I mean, who knows? Who knows what we have found? But you know, it's all conspiracy.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And human reaction, it'd probably be like, I think I would be devastated. I'd be like, you really lied to me? Like, you're really, really?
I wouldn't be devastated. I'd just be scared.
Scared.
You don't know
like,
where to go. You don't know where to hide.
You don't know who to trust. You don't know, like, what if my mom's an alien?
No.
What if you were raised by an alien? What would you do? Okay. Or, like, a spy or something. Like, an alien from another spot. Like, that recorded your mom and did something and, like, not recorded, but copy your mom's whole look and then play it as your mom.
But I wouldn't know that, so how would I feel if I didn't know that?
But what if you find out one day?
And I just leave you. Leave her. Ain't nothing I could do. What I'm gonna do?
Leave Earth.
and go where we want money.
No, did you just say you would leave Earth? You said you'll leave her or Earth?
Her.
Okay, okay. But mind you, that's your mom, girl. You gonna be hurt.
All right.
And that's it for our discussion and debate. And it was, thank you for listening. This is Jamari Campbell.
And Megan Ross.
And have a nice day.
Bye.
Bye. Segment 2 of Space Embassy, questions 1 through 10. Number 1, the movie has a title about space, but start off on Earth, which is very confusing and very ironic. Number 2, they were very tutorial over it and very competitive over the water pool. Number 3, they find the bones and start to be on other apes and like just start doing crazy stuff. Number 4. Oh, well, that's also following of number 3. They learn how to fight with them. Number 5. It looks like it shows the advanced. Number 6, he wants it to feel like loneliness and emptiness. Number 7, he went to the space station on the moon. Number 8. You will find video calling cabbage babies, space travel, and lots of other things. Throughout the number 9, you have the brand names are AT&T, Hilton, and Bell Telephone Question. Number 10. They were both in shock and that the object was weird. Going back to number 9, it looked like he was trying to advertise those names, AT&T, Hilton, and Bell Telephone. And that's the end of segment 2. This is segment 3 of 2001 A Space Embassy, questions 11 through 23. 11. It can control more than one thing and is also in control. Number 12. Yes, it has feelings and is scared of death. Number 3. He's unsure about the mission. Number 14, it was going to malfunction in 24 hours. Number 15, he risked blowing himself out the spaceship. Number 16, concerned that hell will mess up the ship and ruin the mission. Number 17, Frank Poole was sent out in the space so Bowman can do Bowling. To fix the pop. Number 18, he doesn't make mistakes. Number 19. Line up with the pod and utilize the pod so he won't be sucked in the ship. So he can be sucked in the ship. The back of the ship. Number 21. that hell was created as the very first technology. Number two, when hell said, I feel it, Dave, the ship, when they demolished it or destroyed it. 23, I think it was a mistake because he learned too much. And 21 says he has a mind of his own and he was trying to take over. And that is the end of segment 3. This is segment 4 of 2001, A Space Embassy, questions 24 through 30. Number 24, the answer is he is taking there in hyperspace. 25, lights, planes, dimming, then goes to the room. 26, looks like a tea party. 27, he is the old man. 28, no, it sort of moves and turns him to baby. 29, it's Dave as a baby. Number 30, yes, because it shows his ending connection to hell. And that is the end of segment 4.